The best of 2021, which podcasts were listened to the most, and find out which podcast is Janet's favorite and Jen's favorite and why. Stay tuned after these messages.
This is On Boys Parenting Podcast. We are your hosts, Jennifer L.W. Fink and Janet Allison. Janet, what are you using for a mask these days, this winter, with all the viruses going around?
Well, before I knew about LCP Medical, I was using your basic surgical paper mask and learning about what I really need to do to protect myself, having a mask that fits. I'm going with LCP Medical. They have a range of protection. They have a range of sizes. Super important to protect yourself and your family. You can find the masks at lcpmedical.com. And of course, use the On Boys coupon code for 10% off the entire order.
That's lcpmedical.com. And use that coupon code On Boys. Here at On Boys, one of our goals is to solve the mystery of your son and help you decode him. I, Janet, have created a program that is going to guide you through an entire year of decoding your son, whether he's a toddler or a teen. This program is unique. I don't know of any other program that is designed this way. Each month, we will be talking about a boy-friendly theme, whether it's screens and video games, school and homework, fostering his independence, anger and his big emotions, how to talk so that he will listen to you. Now, here's the deal. We meet twice each month in two live 75-minute sessions. We are online together. I talk for a little bit about the theme, but what's most important is that I'm here to answer your questions and give you some live on-the-spot coaching. This is the way to get into the nitty-gritty, the moment-by-moment of what's happening with your son, so that you can finally forge the deeper relationship with him that you have long desired and that you both deserve. You can join anytime throughout the year. Go to boysalive.com/decode, and all the information is there to get you started on your journey, your year-long journey to understanding your son, and along the way, understanding yourself as that boy parent, that advocate that you need to be for boys with my personal hands-on support. I look forward to meeting many of you on our twice monthly Zoom calls. That's decoding your boy, less yelling, more connecting. Go to boysalive.com/decode. And now let's have some fun and hear the top picks from 2021. We've had so many amazing guests. Do you wonder which podcasts were the most listened to? Stay tuned.
I love end of the year wrap-ups. I don't know about you, Janet, but every year at the end of the year, like, I like those countdowns of the top songs of the years and the reviews of the movies. And this is yet again, we are going to do our On Boys best of episode. And this is one of my favorites every year.
Me too, because it encourages me to look back over the year of all the episodes that we've done, all the amazing people that we've talked with. Oh my gosh. And the conversations and the topics. We've talked about some tough things this year. And because you are my stats girl, I love hearing the stats. I love hearing, oh, this many downloads in these countries, because you take care of all of that. So that's always a delicious little note that I get in my inbox of, hey, here's where we are. So where are we?
Thanks to all of you marvelous listeners who we love and appreciate so much. On Boys has continued to grow. We have not yet plateaued. We are still rising from January to, we're recording this at the end of November because you guys, we like time off over the holidays too. We had over 370,000 downloads this year.
Oh, wow.
Which is a 51% increase over the same time period a year ago.
That means we doubled, right?
No, it does not mean we doubled.
That's why you do statistics.
But it's good, Janet. It's good. It's good. The one stat that I really found very reassuring too is that we were at about 30,000 monthly downloads. So figure about 1,000 downloads a day, right? At the beginning of the year. At the end of the year, we're up to about 45,000 downloads a month. That's a lot of families that we are reaching. And this is how we are trying to make a difference in the world for boys, for parents, for communities.
Wow. That brings tears to my eyes. I feel so honored to be doing this with you and to be reaching families. And, you know, we do get emails from our listeners, and listeners, we love, love, love hearing from you. And just knowing, I mean, I can't even count the times that we've had emails that have said, oh my gosh, I needed to hear this today. How did you know you were in my home? How did you know this is what was up for us right now?
On that note, do you know what our first episode of 2021 was, Janet?
No.
It was, help, I don't like my boys.
Oh, I remember. Yes. Yes. That is in my list of tough topics that we talked about this year, because I kind of went through and went, ooh, that's a, you know, that's a pain point. That's hard to admit. It's hard to feel when you don't like your kid. And it's so real.
Right. When we talk about it, when we share about it, when we talk about that, we give permission for other people to say, yeah, okay, I am feeling this. And listeners, you know, we know that's okay. None of us like the people we live with all the time. That's, you don't even like your cat all the time, Janet.
How'd you know, Jen?
Because I've been podcasting with you for a long time.
For our newer listeners, we've been at this for going on to, we'll end our third year this year, full on. We started in March of 2018.
Yeah. 2018. We have a toddler podcast right now.
We do. We do. And we're going into the year four. Oh, baby. But, you know, it's still every time I get on with you, Jen, I, of course, we connect on a personal level. We share what's going on in our families and our lives. And I just so appreciate you being there always for me, such a support and always a cheerleader. And then, you know, to welcome the amazing guests that we've had this year. Dr. Michelle Borba, we've had Steve Bidoff, we've had authors and experts, Megan Leahy from the Washington Post. I mean, it's kind of a who's who.
Right? I know. I went and I dug through our stats, as you mentioned, because I wanted to see which of our episodes had the most downloads, which were most popular with our listeners. And I love getting that information because it helps us know, you know, what resonates? What are people really looking for resources for? And let's count them down, Janet. Let's count down our top five On Boys episodes of 2021.
Okay, let's do it.
Coming in at number five, we have Highly Sensitive Boys with William Allen. I'm going to be honest, this one was a surprise to me, Janet.
Me too. When I saw it, I was surprised. But, you know, he said approximately 10% of all males are thought to be highly sensitive. And I know there's a lot of parents out there worried about their highly sensitive sons and how to parent them.
With all of this conflicting messaging, right, that our boys are still getting, increasingly, there has been a movement to let's just accept and our love our boys for who they are. And at the same time, there is still this concern that, like, if my boy isn't tough or rough enough, that people are going to walk all over him. Mm-hmm. He may feel left out in the classroom. If he doesn't love sports in some communities, like, that's a tough road. And so, you know, William Allen really helped us understand highly sensitive people. I think we both learned or we're reminded that we are both highly sensitive people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a good listen. So parents, we are going to encourage you to go back through these, pull them up, listen to them again. There's always something new to learn.
And in our show notes, I am going to include, if you like this one, you may like this one. So I'm going to have some other resources for you. If you want to dig more into the sensitive thing, we have another episode that I'll link to with Dr. Sandy Gluckman, which I also think is a fantastic source of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like when you go on Amazon, if you like this product, you'll like this one. So be sure to check out the show notes. This is going to be an epic chapter of show notes for our listeners. I'm going to queue up the next one because this is so exciting. In number 4 is The First Time Mom's Guide to Raising Boys by our very own Jennifer L.W. Fink, her book. It was so much fun to talk with you about your brand new book that came out this year.
It came out in July, and when we recorded this episode, I cried.
It's a huge thing to write a book. Huge. And I know you've gotten so much great feedback about your book, and it's been so helpful for so many parents of tweens and teens, especially.
Exactly. So if you have not checked out the book yet, you should know that it is aimed primarily at parents who are parenting through the tween years. It helps you understand your son at that stage and how you can connect with him and communicate with him. Y'all know I'm going to put a link to the book in the show notes so that you can buy a copy. And yes, this is a great holiday gift. And you know what? I don't think I would be too shy about necessarily gifting one to, say, my son's teacher as he's entering fifth grade, because this is information that educators need as well.
Yeah. And I will say about the book, because I, of course, have read it cover to cover, is that it's an easy read. And, you know, it's not one of those really thick chapter books that you're going to have to spend your whole vacation reading. So it's easy for busy teachers to pick up and read while they're having their coffee in the morning. So definitely think about gifting that to your teachers.
As I told one of my friends, it's the kind of book that you can keep in the bathroom, open up, learn a little something, and then go on about your day.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, third most popular episode of 2021 was Dr. Michelle Borba, How to Help Boys Thrive. She published a book earlier this year called Thrivers, The Surprising Reasons Why Some Kids Struggle and Others Shine, which, like, that's what we all want to know, right? We want to know how to help our boys thrive. She is so much fun to talk to. I remember when we recorded this, you and I are like, she's going to be our new best friend.
Yeah. And I think we spooed our coffee a few times too, because she's hysterical. So if you need a laugh along with learning about how to help your children thrive and what character strengths that are teachable for our children, that is the episode to tune into. She's just so fun.
I would definitely put that on. It's a good one to listen to every so often, because there's so much information packed in that one. Take a nugget, work on it in your life, come back to it as you need to.
Yeah, good one. Number 2, coming in at number 2, I feel like we should have drum rolls.
Karen,
oh, thank you. Karen Alpert wrote How to Not Raise an A-hole. She's hysterical. She is a mom of 2, and she didn't want to raise a kid that was an a-hole. So she decided to write a book about it.
And I think that one is so popular because, let's be real, boy moms, isn't that our primary goal at this point? We are all petrified that we are, frankly, going to raise an a-hole, and we are super alert. And we see every little thing they do wrong as evidence that we are failing. And Karen really reassured us that, you know what, we can raise good people by doing these small things in these little moments, and it all adds up. And if I am fully honest, I will have to say that, yeah, I think my boys are proof that that approach works. Mm-hmm. Are they perfect? No. Am I perfect? Also, no. Are they genuinely decent human beings who are making their way in the world? Yes, they are not a-holes.
And she really reassures us, you know, just seize those random moments, just those little tiny moments add up.
They do.
Yeah. So we did something fun for the number one most downloaded episode of 2021. And we invited our colleague and friend to come on, and we made the big announcement with her. Amy, it's super great to have you here. I know you're wondering, what the heck am I doing here on this podcast again?
That's the spur of the moment thing. So what's happening?
A spur of the moment thing. But we wanted to have you on because we're doing our year in review and our wrap up. And we wanted to share with you some great news.
Okay. What is it?
Your episode, Amy Lang, on how to keep boys safe online was our most popular episode of 2021.
Oh my God, thank you. Wow, I am super touched. And go mamas for listening. Like, seriously, thank you. But also, yay, protecting your boys.
Right? I mean, it really speaks to the fact that there's so many of us that are super concerned. We know there's all this stuff out there. We know porn is everywhere. We know that's not great for our guys. We don't know what to do about that. You do.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Yeah.
I wish we had, like, you know, an Oscar or an Emmy or a Grammy to give to you.
A plaque I can display in my office.
With pride.
Wow. Well, thank you. I am super happy to have helped you all and so many parents. Our job is to protect our kids straight up. You never let them in the car without a seatbelt or a car seat. And then here we are, you know, it's like giving your kids the car keys and saying, good luck out there. And, you know, I just trust you to be able to handle this because you're smart. I want to be positive. I can say these things. I can give folks advice. I can talk to y'all. We hit how many thousands of mamas? I mean, and I want to say something hopeful. I mean, I think that one thing that is hopeful is that y'all have, thank you, helped me and my info reach so many more parents, which, yay, like, that's the glory of podcasting, right? Like, I never could have been in someone's head without you two, without that many people. So that's the good news.
The internet will continue to be a major part of all of our lives in 2022. The need to keep all of us safer online. That's not going away. Amy, thank you so much for all of the wisdom and leadership that you provide here. We were thrilled when we ran the stats and we're like, Amy's episode came out on top.
I'm thrilled. So I just want to throw one little thing out there. Y'all need to go find Bark or Circle. Those are the monitoring things that work really well. So Bark or Circle. And thank you. I mean, oh my goodness, this is just a great way to start my day.
Thanks, Amy. So that was so much fun to talk with Amy and surprise her with this news of being the most downloaded On Boys podcast of 2021. Now we come to my favorite part of this wrap up of the year. And that is, Jen, what was your favorite episode? Or I'm going to say episodes, because it's like, which child is your favorite? It's
right?
Really hard to choose one. So maybe, I don't know, maybe your top two, your top three. What'd you come up with?
I kind of did this in a couple different ways, and I expect that you did too. So I decided to give an award, per se, I guess, for best interview, which was my favorite interview of 2021. Mm-hmm. And mine was our conversation with Tyler Merritt about helping boys surviving mistakes.
I figured that was going to be in your list, because what was not included in the episode was a really long conversation where listeners, I felt a little out of my league, because they are both musical theater buffs, and they were spouting names and shows that I'd never heard of. But I loved watching the two of you just riff on Broadway shows, and that was super fun. So I figured Tyler was going to be right up there with you.
Did you have a favorite interview of 2021?
Yes, I did. And I bet you can guess who I will choose.
I am going to guess Steve Bidoff.
You're right. Of course. Yeah. Everybody knows I'm a total fangirl of Steve Bidoff. And
everybody who listens to On Boys know that I always miss the conversations with Steve Bidoff.
Well, I think 2022, we're going to definitely have both of us talking with him. Hopefully he'll be willing to come back on, but we had a fabulous conversation about his new book, Fully Human. And I mean, he is just one of those wise elders in this field of human growth and boys and supporting parents and teachers. And I was just thrilled to be able to have an in-depth conversation with him again.
He is one of those humans that you feel seen, acknowledged, and valued. Even through a podcast, you can tell he loves you as you are.
Yeah, he was. That was fabulous. So he was my favorite interview. What else? What other categories do you have,
Jen? You know, it's not so much that I made categories, but I think that I decided that if I had to pick an episode to highlight for 2021, I'm going with our Boys Get Eating Disorders 2. With Una Hansen. And the reason why I chose that one is because it is a huge topic. It's starting to garner more attention. It was not an issue that we'd covered here on the podcast before. And I think it's really important. I felt like that was some good work that we did to bring an important topic to our listeners.
And interestingly enough, after that episode, several months after that episode, I had an email outreach from a Wall Street Journal reporter who was asking about, you know, do you know anybody? And I want to write about body image. And so I connected her with Una. And through Una, she connected with a young man who had anorexia. And she wrote a Wall Street Journal article about that boy.
Look at that expanding of influence and getting that message out there.
Exactly. And we'll link to that article in the show notes.
Yes.
Too. Absolutely.
What was your favorite?
Teacher Tom.
He was Teacher on my Tom. List too.
You know, as I work with parents in coaching and in groups, I refer to the part of that episode where he talked about letting our children experience their full emotional arc. Remember, his daughter just looked at her dad and said, "Dad, I just want to finish my cry." And as parents, as teachers, so often we're just trying to stop the situation, stop the meltdown, stop the tears, and move on. And I think it's such an important reminder that, oh, we want to feel our feelings until we're finished feeling the feeling. And it's important for us as adults and important for us as children, as parenting and teaching children, that we want to let them get to the end of this emotional arc. So I loved that about that conversation. And I have used that again and again.
The other part I really liked about that one, beyond the fact that you and I both got to talk to somebody that we have long admired in this space, I remember so vividly that conversation about roughhousing and how wrestling can be an act of love. And that will forever resonate with me. And listeners, you can't see it. Janet, I don't even think you can. All spread out on my desk right now are my notes. I'm working on what I think will be chapter 2 of the next book, which touches on developing emotional intelligence. And I'm including that section about roughhousing in there because that is a way our children develop their resiliency and emotional intelligence.
Absolutely. Yep. Did you have another top?
You know, it's not so much a favorite episode as much as one thing that we did in 2021 that I'm really very proud of is we did 2 episodes, 2 different looks at wilderness therapy. We had Kenneth Rosen on, and he talked about his experiences in his book. And then we had later on, 2 parents and a 20-some-year-old guy who has gone through wilderness therapy sharing their experience. And we often on here talk like there's no one answer. There's no easy answers to any of this. It's all about your family, your situation, your kid, and you got to look for what works for you. And so I'm really proud that we were able to present those various perspectives to our listeners.
And listeners, that came from you. So we interviewed Ken about his book and wilderness therapy and the book Troubled. And, you know, and then that goes off into the distance and we didn't think about it again until we got an email from one of our listeners that said, hey, wait a minute, there's another viewpoint here. Would you like to hear the viewpoint of parents whose children have gone through therapy now or are in wilderness therapy now? And so I was too really proud and grateful to our listeners that were able to say, hey, wait a minute, what about this viewpoint? So I loved that we did that. We did a couple other unique things this year that were really fun. Do you remember that we had the brother and sister, Dick and Denny, came on the show? These are parents of older children who have parented 7 children through the high school years, the years when your children are likely becoming sexually active. And so we had them both on the show. It was super fun to hear their perspective, how they were raised, and then how they've raised their children. So that was a great episode, raising your sexually active boys. And another duo that we had on that was also really fun was we had mom and son, Carol and Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about learning to drive. And I saw Carol just recently and I said, oh, did Lucas ever listen to the show? And she said, no, he just can't do it. But he was so articulate and real about his perspective of being the kid in the driver's seat. And I remember he said, we asked him, you know, what's the one thing you want parents to know? And he said, don't tense up. Don't tense up. We know when you're doing it. We
know when you're nervous. It doesn't help.
Yeah. So that was a really fun ways to bring our listeners information and to hear from other people other than us. I mean, you and I, of course, we always have a lot to say, but I really love bringing on our guests in different combinations. That's been really fun this year.
I want to encourage listeners, if you have topics, guests that you would like us to interview or talk about in the coming year, please let us know. We want this show to be for you. We want this to meet your needs. So feel free to drop us emails, make suggestions at any point through the year.
Absolutely. So looking ahead to 2022, we've already had a little sneak preview because you've got all those notes next to you on the desk.
If only they would magically transform into a completed manuscript, Janet.
Yes, yeah, but that's ahead for you in 2022. Can you give us a little sneak preview?
So the book I am currently working on is tentatively titled Building Boys, Raising Great Guys in a World that Misunderstands Males. And so, right, it's going to cover male development because so many people don't know males develop at a different pace than females. That's huge. Mm-hmm. It's going to look at some of the ways that well-meaning parents and teachers interrupt boys' development, but it's going to be a lot more fun than that. So it's not going to be a slog.
Of right? course.
Because it's me.
It's you. Me. You know, and you have been through it. You've raised 4 boys. They're just getting older by the minute. And so we know that.
I had to laugh, Janet. I had to laugh. Just today, I was thinking about, you know, my youngest, he's 15. He's about to get his license. We just did this move. It's a big transition. He didn't lose his cool through all this stress. I got his progress report from school today. The kid is currently rocking straight A's. I'm like, wow, what a great kid. And then he sent me a text. I got another detention.
Parents, this is real.
This is real. Like, you're never going to have everything going at all times. And that is fine. That is better than fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got going on in 2022?
Oh, Jen, I am so excited because, you know, one of the things I love to do is talk. And I love
what?
I know. I know. It's true. It's true. And I love to talk directly with parents. And, you know, I'm kind of missing that. I do a, used to do a lot of public speaking, and I'm missing that interaction in workshops and PTA meetings and working with teachers. I really miss that. So I've been thinking about how can I get some of that? And I know that parents love to have that interaction with each other and with me. So I have designed a year-long program called Decoding Your Boy, Less Yelling, More Connecting. And this is a unique program. I don't know. I just made it up. But every month we have a theme, a boy-friendly theme each month. And on the 1st and 15th of the month at 1 p.m., doesn't change, always the same time, same dates, you get on a Zoom call with me and we talk about the theme. And I share boy-friendly strategies. And of course, it's all about our own personal growth too. So there's a little bit of that in there. And then it's Q&A, it's coaching. It's like, what is happening for you right now? So that's the first, on the first of the month. On the 15th, we gather again around that topic. And you know, we probably diverge off that topic a little bit, but it all centers around your son and your parenting. And this is your opportunity to experience coaching with me. You ask your questions, I answer them. And the thing about working in a group like that is, it's funny how it often happens that one person's question is your question. Mm-hmm. One person's answer is like, oh yeah, oh, that's what I needed to hear. Oh yeah. So this is a year-long program. You can join anytime throughout the year. It will be fun because it has to be fun, right, Jen? Like, we're not doing it if it's not fun. It will be fun. It will be informative. And my goal always is hopefully it will be inspiring to you as well. Find out more at boysalive.com/decode.
Okay.
And that will give you more information, and use the On Boys coupon code at checkout to save $50.
Ooh, yeah. As somebody who has had the privilege of hopping on a Zoom call with Janet nearly every week for the last 3 years, it's worthwhile.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's worthwhile.
Yeah. You know, it's just one more way that we can support our community. You're building Boys Community, my Boys Alive community together, our On Boys community. This is our, I know for both of us, this is our passion. This is our mission to support parents and teachers. I'm kind of getting chills as I'm saying this. Raising great men, supporting the men who are already men, and making the world a better place.
That's what we're all about here on Boys. Thank you for being with us through 2021, and we look forward to sharing so much more with you in 2022.
Dang, we're good.
Listeners, you know how much fun we have together, Jen and I, and I hope that you have enjoyed this last episode of the year where we recap all of our favorites. And do not forget, decoding your boy. Go to boysalive.com/decode. You know what? We're starting January 1st. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, you don't have much time, but get over there and join us. Start the new year fresh. Start the new year with new perspective. And don't forget, start the new year with some masks that are going to keep you healthy and safe. LCPmedical.com. Use the On Boys coupon code there too for savings at checkout. Everyone, oh, I wish we could just reach out and see each other and hug each other and laugh together. We know you're out there. We love it when you reach out to us and ask us questions. Send us a little love note every now and then. That feels really good too. We love that. We hope that all is well in your corner of the world, and we send our love and support at this time of year and all through the year.